Kelly, my son said something that broke my heart last week.
Uh-oh.
And for a guy's perspective, I need advice how to handle what he said because I didn't know how to respond.
Okay.
He said in front of me and my ex-wife, we're close, we're really good friends, we have a great relationship.
Right.
But we're not getting back together. He said, Mommy and Daddy, can you guys please get married?
Oh.
I want to be with you both.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, a five-year-old to say that?
That breaks my heart.
I haven't gotten over it. It's been like 5 days later.
Oh.
And we both looked at each other and we had that moment where I nearly cried and we didn't know how to respond. Like,
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. She sort of awkwardly changed the subject.
Right.
And with a five-year-old, you can get away with that, changing the subject quickly because their brains don't sort of stay on subject.
Right. Squirrel.
But then he also said it to me when I was with him alone. Because when I was with him alone, he's like, if you and Mummy got married, you wouldn't have to keep driving back and forth. So he said it twice. Oh. So it's clearly on his mind.
Right.
And he's at that age now where he comprehends things. And he comprehends things like, my parents are at school together. My mum and dad aren't. My dad's in California. I live in Wisconsin. He lives the greatest life ever. He has everything he wants, but it crushed me, and I don't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to say with him, and that's my guy's perspective this morning.
What did you do when you were in the car with just you and him? Did you guys have a conversation about it, or?
Yeah, I said, both your parents work really hard.
Uh-huh.
I live in California because I work here, and we try and give you the best life possible.
So you avoided the question. That's probably what I would have done, too.
I don't know what to do. I'm a coward. I didn't know what to say. And I still don't know what to say. And I still feel bad about it. It's still hurting me. What would you do?
You're not in this situation. And just you telling that story breaks my heart for the little guy.
I know. And I was raised in a family that my parents had always been together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're 14, 15 growing up, you dream of, you know, having the white picket fence and a stable marriage and a bunch of kids. But life doesn't work out that way.
Right.
It didn't work out for me like that. I didn't do anything wrong, but we're really close friends and we try and raise our child together very, very well.
And you guys do a great job co-parenting because you guys are in constant communication about Ollie and what's going on. But yeah, to hear that come out of his mouth, I'm sure that was like heart-shattering.
It killed me. So for a guy's perspective today, what do you say to that question? I just need any sort of advice how to deal with it because it's inevitably going to come up again, Kelly.
Oh, definitely. All right, give guys some advice. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Well, guy is heartbroken thanks to his five-year-old Ollie who asked you twice, are you and Mommy getting back together? I couldn't imagine in that moment how much you were like, what do I do? What do I say?
Crushman had no idea how to answer it. He said, are you and Mummy going to get married again? I want you to get married again. And we're not. We're very, very good friends. We've been divorced a long time now. And how do you tell a five-year-old that?
Right. Corey in Victorville, do you have some advice for a guy on how to handle this?
I don't have advice, but so my kids always ask me, how come I'm not with Mommy anymore? And I just tell them, you know, it just didn't work out. What I wish I could tell them was, Mommy likes the other cowboys better.
Oh. Okay, so sometimes it's better to take the high road.
Can I give him credit? It takes resilience not to say that when you have that much bitterness.
Well, and when you know the backstory of what's really happening, but you're trying to make it a happy life for your kids, definitely. Erica in Yorba Belinda says she's been divorced now for 7 years. Her advice would be just have a lot of honest conversations about Mommy and Daddy are both happy. And that's what we're better parents if we're happy.
Yeah, and he really, really does lead a good life. He gets everything he wants. 909 says, good morning. Coming from a divorced family at a young age, I'd just be honest. I wish my mum or dad had done that when I asked. Best of luck.
Okay, and then 909 says, just be like Mrs. Doubtfire. You need to say, sometimes Mommy and Daddies don't live with each other, but it doesn't mean that they don't love you. Great movie, by the way. Good pull on that one.
Great movie. One of the best growing up.
Do you have some advice for Guy? You can call or text us now at 888-431-3764.
That was my heart exploding.
I was like, what are you doing?
So he gave me the weirdest look. Does he know he's on air?
I know. I was like, the lights on, our mics are working.
No, that was my heart exploding when my five-year-old son said to me and my ex-wife over last week, will you and Mummy get married?
No.
Because it's not going to happen. We're very close friends. We've been divorced a long time. But he's now at the age where he is starting to go, hang on, why are they together, but why are they not together? Why do I have to travel to California to see my dad? and I didn't know what to say.
Well, and at 5 years old, I mean, yeah, are you just honest with him and break his heart? Or, you know, I couldn't imagine being in that situation and what the right thing to do is.
The coward I am, I changed the subject.
That was probably the best thing. Do you want to watch Bluey?
Right.
Leah in Redlands, do you have some advice for Guy?
I sure do. I have 4 children, and I am a divorced parent. And so I've kind of gone through this with my 5, 10, 15, and 20-year-old. I think you have to acknowledge the age of the child. And so with Guy's situation with a 5-year-old, what I explained to my son, who's 5, I used an analogy for him. Relate it to what, you know, what they relate to, basically. Kids are so much smarter than we know. And they process things in a different way. They're always observing what's going on. They're you know, they're sponges. They're taking it all in.
Okay. So daddy is like Spider-Man. And mommy is like a Ninja Turtle. And they don't live in the same world.
But we're both superstars.
And we both love you.
Superhuman powers. Is that how I do it?
We might need to work on that one a little bit more. 707 says, something simple you could tell him is, even though mommy and me, we don't live together, we love you equally, and it's better that we're just friends.
Right. I'm going to have to tell him something, because he's actually smarter than I thought. Like, he acts all hyperactive, but occasionally when I'm with him, he'll get tired and have moments where he actually, you know, dissects the earth in a 5-year-old perspective.
So when is he coming back out?
Probably Thanksgiving time.
Okay. So you got a month to work on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure he's going to ask you again.
I really need work, too.